Warning, the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast is rated M for mature audiences. If you're under the age of 50, you probably won't get most of his bad jokes and puns.
Floyd the Barber is busy giving NFL trims this week.
A large number of football players who played on the 32 NFL teams over this past weekend are going to be visiting old Floyd the Barber at his barbershop this week. Mayberry's famous barber will theoretically be trimming a lot of talented players over the next day or two. Teams are permitted to utilize 90 players during the NFL's three-game preseason, which just ended over the weekend. And the teams are required to trim their roster to 53 active players by 3 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, August 26th. Each team is going to send 37 players packing early this week. And that math adds up to 1,184 NFL preseason football players being sent home by late Tuesday afternoon this week. Thankfully, some of the players who are waived or released may still find a job with the same team or possibly another NFL franchise. Veteran NFL players being released this week, those with four or more seasons in the league, are considered vested. Now, they become unrestricted free agents immediately after they're released, and they can sign with any other team. Those vested players will be paid the same salary with their new football team, though.
Excellent.
The remaining unvested players, who are rookies through players with three seasons in the league, are placed on waivers. Now, they are forced to wait another 24 hours to learn their fate.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back.
That term waiver means that any of the other 31 NFL teams are provided a brief opportunity to go out and sign that released player to their roster. The teams with the worst records from the last season have the priority in the claiming process. The other 31 NFL teams have 24 hours to claim a player being waived. A rookie or a veteran player with less than 4 years in the league being claimed from waivers must report to their new team immediately, and the player will generally be paid at the same salary and contract terms that he received with the former team. And all the players who go unclaimed, sadly, during that waiver process will become free agents. And that allows the player to go sign with any NFL team, including his former team, and be paid at a mutually agreeable salary. Let's talk about the chosen few. The 32 NFL teams are permitted to keep 53 active players on their regular season roster. And that totals out to 1,696 NFL jobs, which are, for the most part, secure for the upcoming football season. Statistically speaking, the average pay for the 53 players on every NFL team works out to about $3.2 million apiece in 2024. But of course, you've read about teams which pay their star wide receivers $30 to $35 million a year, or their defensive rushing specialists $40 million a year, and quarterbacks, well, they're making more than $50 million in each season on some teams.
Ooh, yeah!
That means that most of the other players on the 53-man roster are necessarily going to make less than the team's average $3.2 million to help cover the cost of the team's star players. It's time to remember the taxi squad. Every NFL team is permitted to keep up to 17 players on a practice squad. Now, basically, those players help prepare the 53-man regular season squad to prepare for every upcoming game. Pro football players are now playing a grueling 17-game regular season, and they're subject to frequent injuries and need time to recover, especially in that first half of the week. Practice squad players are instrumental in filling many of those positional needs during the week before every game. The pay for the practice squad players is about $13,000 per week, and that works out to $221,000 a year if they stick around for the entire 17-game regular season in 2025. Veteran players are permitted to negotiate and receive a slightly higher weekly pay if they're on the practice squad. But some of us are old enough to remember when the extra NFL practice players were called the taxi squad. Interestingly, 1940s-era Cleveland Browns head coach Paul Brown is responsible for that term, taxi squad. Smaller revenue streams forced the NFL teams at that time to carry the bare minimum of players. Coach Paul Brown came up with a clever idea to keep some of the extra players around Cleveland after they were cut to help them get a job driving local taxis, or so they thought. Actually, some of those players only pretended to work as taxi drivers. They showed up at Cleveland Browns practices, though, and were paid under the table by the team owner. And of course, the other NFL teams quickly discovered this rather clever cheating maneuver and did the same thing. So eventually, the NFL agreed to add more active roster players and established guidelines to maintain this small group of reserve players for practice purposes. So it was goodbye to the taxi squad. Here's a question. What percentage of this week's players being cut are going to find another NFL job? Time's up. Historically, about 25% of the NFL's players being cut, waived, or released by their preseason team this week will find another job playing in the league soon. Those lucky survivors are now most likely to be re-signed, though, by the same team and become part of the 17-player practice or taxi squad. Familiarity with the team's coaches and the playbook and other players on the team make that a rather logical decision. Many of those still remaining unemployed, though, might go seek a job in the Canadian Football League, but unfortunately, the CFL's regular season is already underway and is going to end on October the 2nd. Oops. And some of the players might want to take a shot at playing in next spring's United Football League. Well, that's assuming there will be another season of UFL spring football, that is. And the pay for UFL players this spring was about $62,000 per player. That's quite a haircut, Floyd. A significant number of the football players being cut this week will be shocked at the sudden end to their careers. Those athletic stars of high school and perhaps college football were facing exceptional competition for the very first time as they entered the professional ranks. A predictable new trend, though, is now quickly developing. Many college football players are deciding to stick around in school another year until they exhaust their eligibility rather than taking the risk of being cut by an NFL football team. But sadly, those players sticking around college are not necessarily sticking around to receive a degree. The College Name, Image, and Likeness, or NIL, rules allows football players today to legally receive hundreds of thousands, or in some cases, millions of dollars at major universities. More of the good but not necessarily great football players are wisely making a decision to delay heading into the NFL for safer earnings by staying another year in college where they're more likely to pay you. So what's going to happen with a few of these well-known NFL stars this week? First, Shedeur Sanders, a quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Oh yeah, we know the fifth-round draft pick played pretty well in Cleveland's first preseason game, but then he was injured and didn't play at all in Game 2. Then Sanders became the third quarterback playing in the final preseason game this past Saturday. He entered the game completing 3 of 6 passes for just 14 yards. And worse, Shedeur Sanders was sacked 5 times in just about one quarter of action, with one of those mental errors resulting in a 24-yard curly shuffle loss. Thanks, Curly. Sanders might get lucky, though, as the Browns are expected to keep 4 quarterbacks on their roster. Most of the NFL teams keep no more than 3. And the Browns could waive Sanders and then try to re-sign him to the team's practice squad if no other NFL team claims him off waivers. Shedeur Sanders' preseason showing has proven, though, that the media, as usual, has been guilty in creating and pushing all the hype. Shedeur Sanders fell all the way to a fifth-round pick, but was for very good reason. And then there's the case of Anthony Richardson, a quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. What's going to happen with him? Richardson's demise is much like former LSU quarterback Jamarcus Russell about 20 years ago. Both of those quarterbacks were selected with the number one draft pick, along with expectations that they would quickly become top NFL quarterbacks. Each of those players was gifted physically and could throw a football through the old proverbial brick wall. Unfortunately, neither connected enough with their own wide receivers. The NFL demands accurate passing skills and also on-field awareness at all times. Anthony Richardson is now entering season number 3 with the Colts, and he was benched during this year's preseason in favor of former New York Giants quarterback Daniel Jones. Richardson's best hope is to be traded to another NFL team which has a long-term quarterback issue. Places like Pittsburgh, Las Vegas, and the Los Angeles Rams might be willing to give up, let's say, a late-round draft pick to the Colts to give Richardson a second chance with a new team. We'll keep an eye on that one soon. Let's end the show today with some positive news to report. The NFL regular season is going to begin in less than 2 weeks. And your Swamp Swami is going to have his annual fantasy football guide coming up for you in the coming days. You don't want to miss that. Stay tuned.
Same bat time, same bat station.